It's because his fingers like pull his sausage.
She said,
Yeah.
Yo, she been roasting niggas the whole time she been here.
Yeah, I can see now I'm going to be so sub tonight.
He called her cheeky. Yeah.
Dora boys.
Sorry, girl.
What's up, man? This Tizzy Chad coming to get into you.
What, bro? We don't need to introduce ourselves no more.
The people want to hear it, bro.
Yeah, they want to hear that.
Chizzy Chad coming to get to you live.
One bitch said you had a radio voice, and there
he said,
whatever.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mom. I just got that vibe from him. Just then.
Like, radio?
Yeah. You, I see you over there, your posture all.
You see that little lean in.
I
see.
Nah, there ain't enough room over there. That's all it is. Yeah.
Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah. Wow. Recipe.
Hold on. Can you introduce yourself?
I just don't know how we were fortunate enough to get a slave.
She offended.
To get a slave on the show.
What do you call North Carolina and South Carolina? I mean,
you don't start it. You're in the deep south.
Yeah, you deep. Grasshoppers and crickets, all that.
Yeah, y'all eat that. Good, but you can go ahead and introduce.
she looked over there.
Hey, y'all, I had to look around the table for a minute, like.
Oh my god! This is gonna be the first person that you ever walk out.
You think?
No, but go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Thank you. About time, because anyway. This is the Fabulous Key.
Yeah, okay.
The Fabulous Key?
Yes, that's me.
Let them know, son.
Yes, I'm here from Jackson, Mississippi. it's me.
When we walked in, MJ said, how did you get here? She said, I drove. y'all funny.
How far to drive? Like 15 hours?
No, I drove from Louisiana, so it's like 12.
That's an easy drive.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, my brother drove half.
I could make that drive with one stop.
I just feel like you got shit too much.
Right. You always got something to get rid of.
Wait. Okay. Yeah.
Black History Month.
Yeah.
Black History Month is a waste of time. I'm sorry.
What did you do for Black History Month?
What
history did you make? Because you already got a remix to Black History Month now. So.
What history did we make? Mm-hmm. Nothing. Oh. Nothing. I'm a cool.
Yeah, he just stopped liking Trump like 3 months ago when he got his citizenship.
Yeah. Facts.
That is not true. Burning 2020.
Because he legalized weed on day one.
He can wipe these loans.
I don't feel like he's going to wipe the loans. I hope he do.
It don't matter because ain't nobody paying them back.
Facts, because I ain't made a payment in 6 years.
Yeah, they're going to...
Go ahead and put me in the default.
I'm in default. I'm in default.
What's the joint to do? Garnish my wages.
Yeah, they go to levy your bank.
Go ahead and do it.
Like the IRS.
Seize your property.
Yeah, I don't have it.
Think this is the last car.
Had a car.
Yeah, that look like
whatever.
Are you serious?
Yeah. What do you mean?
What?
College was a scam.
It was a scam.
Times are good, but it's a scam.
You said your name Key. Mm-hmm. What is the purpose of Black History Month? I see you got the dreads and all that shit.
What is the purpose?
You blackity black, you black, y'all. Okay.
You got a black and white dashiki.
Black history, it's not even for you, so I don't know why you even.
I knew it. I told y'all.
I'm black.
Barely.
For the most part.
Barely.
Yeah, like you and Patrick Mahomes, you like a fat Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Barely.
My dick dark skin, but it's little though, so it's like white.
You don't see your dick every day.
Me, they do.
What is the purpose of Black History Month?
Well, I feel like the purpose of Black History Month is to celebrate.
Talking to the crowd.
Celebrate, you know, just
Celebrate what?
Remember history. Remember where we come from.
Why we can't do that the other 11 months? Why we can't do it all 12 months?
All together as a whole? Or, I mean...
I don't ever hear...
Can I speak individually?
Yeah, speak for yourself.
Okay, so, I mean, I will speak for myself. Like, I'm always on Black History, and not just in February. So, I get where you're coming from when you say, why do we only just celebrate it in February? Because me personally, I feel like we should do it all year round. You know, because I'm always researching it, looking up Black History, you know, how things started, where we come from. Because I feel like history plays a big part in everyday life. And I feel like if the Black community just, you know, take the time out to know their Black history, then I feel like a lot of things wouldn't just be, you know, the way it is now.
Like what?
And if we was to celebrate Black History 12 months out of a year, I mean, I feel like Black people know way more than what they just know now.
I just don't think it should be two different histories. I mean, exactly. It should be all included into one for the whole year. Like, I wish I would have known a lot of this shit when I was in school.
Right.
You know what I mean? I hate to have to go to an HBCU to learn a lot of this shit. You know what I mean? But
yeah. You got it now, though.
Yep. What's crazy is Black people, the as a whole, would be distraught if next month Trump say, you know what?
No more Black history.
Not even that. We gonna keep Black history, but August is going to be White History Month. Dead. Black people ain't going to like it.
Not at all.
They're not going to like it.
Not at all.
But it just seems very racist to have a White History Month.
Why?
Because of
why?
The history.
So why is it not racist for it to be Black History Month?
Because it's White History Month all 11 months.
No, but we can make it Black History all 12 months just as much as white people are making it about them the entire year as well.
Exactly.
We're doing it to ourselves.
Half the reason
we are oppressing ourselves.
Public schools don't teach you this. So if, say like you have kids and you teach them, oh, such and such actually did invented this, and they say it on the test is wrong. So why is it wrong? And this is the actual truth.
Rosa Parks are just tired.
Oh God!
She had to work out. Yeah, she was just tired.
Yeah,
she won't try to set up. I'm playing. I'm joking. Like, let me stop. I can see somebody now.
Oh yeah, we
cancel. Cancel.
It's cancel. We talk about Beyonce or Black people, and it's over.
Man,
but you get what I'm saying?
Jennifer Lopez Super Bowl performance.
So my thing Beyonce. Is,
how do you? Yeah. Come on, we gonna time you out.
How do we battle that or tackle that? You know how you tackle that?
First of all,
more people of color in the school system.
Right, that's number one.
Not even just as teachers, though. You need motherfuckers that's you know, a part of the board that's talking about the curriculum.
You need to take down the curriculum.
Yeah, I was just 100%. About to say, it's really the curriculum. It's right. Not the people that you put into the school.
Yeah,
it's
but
just,
there's a board that comes up with the curriculum.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Who, like, do you know who represents us on that board? If we even have any representatives on that board? Niggas don't wanna do that shit.
Where I'm from, we had a Black superintendent for like a decade.
Yeah, it was Willie J. Gilchrist.
Nah, that was in Halifax County. Oh. He stole money. Well, he did. But now we had a Black superintendent. I don't think he probably. But where I'm from, it's probably tough for him to overcome that with all of this
shit.
The first time I had a Black male teacher was at Elizabeth City State.
Me too.
So.
But we're gonna sit here and talk about
Black men don't want to be teachers.
Yeah. But so that's what I'm saying.
That's because you're from a Black area, right? Yeah. It's like predominantly Black, right?
But that's when
y'all probably had all low income schools.
But that's when I was like growing up and we didn't have low income schools.
Yeah.
So
talk to him, sis.
So I'm gonna need to stop you on your tracks right there.
I don't think you can.
Right, I can't. But anyway, I mean, growing up in school where I was from, like, we had Black teachers, but when I went to high school, like, it was pretty much a predominantly white school. So all my teachers were white then. But I don't really think it don't matter about the color of the teacher that you put into the school.
It's the book they give them.
Whatever. It's the things that they are teaching and what they are leaving out. Like, I feel like we go to school for 12 years and then we get out of school and it's like, then we realize, like, public schools is a fucking setup.
It was stupid. Yeah.
It really was. It didn't teach you.
Y'all didn't take, you took something away from the fact that you're sitting here. We did,
but the things that matters the most, the things that can change the world within the black community, like, they don't teach that. Like,
the Pythagorean theorem can do it.
Some parents are teaching their children, you know.
It means nothing.
Yeah. Some parents are teaching their kids about money and savings and all that early, whereas in high school or whatever, I mean, we had economics.
Nigga had keyboard.
I mean, I took economics in high school.
But my thing is, the fact that you're able to sit here and articulate yourself as well as you are, you got something from it. Because you sound very intelligent.
You get something from everything.
At the end of the day, you can be born with certain level of smarts, but intelligence is also taught and, like, received. You know what I mean? You got that from somewhere. It could be also in the home. And I'm sure a lot of it came from the fact that, you know, you were actually a part of a school system, and you mentioned that you went to Jackson State
University.
Home of the greatest marching band on earth. You know what they say?
So who taught you to speak as eloquently as you do? Your mom?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part.
Because, like, you being Jamaican, like, you don't sound like you're Jamaican, so.
The native language.
I know it's English. I'm talking about, you don't have an accent is what I'm saying.
Accent doesn't have anything to do with linguistics.
So. There we go. Linguini, yeah. I go tremendo for new linguini. Okay, bitch.
Lasagna, all that shit.
Nah, I mean, but I.
But not like, so. I'm just saying, like, when did you, like, when did the, what's it called, patois?
Yeah.
Like, when did that, like, kind of, like, I know you do both.
It's the same as, like.
I don't feel like a lot of them cannot do it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, they get fucked up. Like, yeah. Halfway through. I see Jamaicans come to America and get frustrated. They get frustrated talking to people.
Yeah. I was trying to speak English. Shit, I can't understand it. Like,
they trying to say something and they get mad at the nigga they talking to because they can't get it out. You know what I mean? Like,
lasagna. They don't get the G sound. Like, yeah. Lasagna. But I get what she's saying because, like, college, I didn't learn a motherfucking thing.
You did.
I learned how to live.
Well, you learned
them. I'm saying I ain't learned nothing in the classroom setting. That's what I'm saying. Skills. Yeah. And then we talking about black people teaching. Like, who want to be a teacher when they ain't paying them nothing?
It's a passion. It's a passion. You got to have a PhD degree,
just like I do.
That's also state to state.
Yeah, that's state to state.
North Carolina is probably one of the worst states when it comes to teacher pay.
Alaska teachers make more. And there's eight people in Alaska.
The fuck does the temperature have to do with how much you get paid?
It's eight people though.
And some days, like, this is a time of the year when, like, it's 16 hours of dark. You gotta pay me extra, bitch.
Lot for the risk.
Yeah, the risk. I can see you getting us.
North Carolina is easily bottom 10.
I mean, I get it. Like I said, we both have PE degrees and we don't do that.
Mississippi gotta be.
And what, teaching?
We probably do
everything.
What do y'all get paid?
I just be like, y'all a broke state.
What do y'all get paid?
I don't know.
Like 35, 40.
Well, that's also, that's a starting teacher probably.
Yeah, it's about the same. I feel like they just expect that from Mississippi or North Carolina. Niggas like, yeah, fuck them niggas.
Like, that's why we got a lot of athletes that come out of the state.
Yeah.
Y'all got a lot of athletes.
I feel like they fast in Mississippi.
Gotta be.
Yeah. Running from.
Gotta be, yeah. Y'all running from.
Fletcher Cox?
Or. Massa.
Running from Massa.
Y'all probably got a lot of places that has the word plantation in the name.
Or colors. Colors not allowed.
Color reds.
Yeah. Whites only.
Confederate flags and shit.
South Carolina is terrible.
Actually, like, our state flag is Confederate flag.
Mm. It makes sense.
Mm. Yeah, you wear it proud,
but it's not as
South Carolina does.
So you know the true definition of the flag.
Yeah, it's not as bad as what y'all make it seem as far as like the scenery. You guys.
Niggers.
The people that sit in front of me.
You never heard me say, what do you mean you guys?
No, I'm just saying, like.
I just hate your area code. That shit's stupid.
What is it?
661.
It's 661.
Oh, same shit.
Y'all is 919.
I know, but that just looked uniform.
I'm gonna play them numbers. 662.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna play it straight tomorrow. If I win something, I'll give you a little.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Say computer.
Computer.
She said it right because she thought about it.
Perfect.
Hey, look.
That's how you say it?
Hey, look.
That's not how I say it.
Shout out to Tony. I'm looking at his Facebook. The nigga ran 0.08 miles in 8 minutes and 45 seconds.
Yeah, Tony, wow. Tony fucked up.
You big dude?
Yeah. He shaped just like that jar right there.
Wow. Stay focused. But so y'all right. Think... As a whole, well, obviously we feel like you don't mind the month of February being...
I mean, it's cool, and I like learning
and
stuff.
And then, just think of how much we got disrespected. Okay, you want to give us a month, and then you gave us...
It started off as a week.
Yeah, and then, yeah. Now you gave us, okay, they want more than a week. Let's give them the shortest month of the fucking year.
So how about we just not celebrate?
I'm just saying we celebrate it all year.
Yeah, that's all. I think we all want same thing.
We all want black excellence.
Yeah.
It's just Dr. Umar want black supremacy, and it's fucking annoying.
David Banner.
Same person. Nah, David Banner get one gray streak in his beard and think he did. Yeah, and it's annoying.
Saw him pimp.
Yeah. Motherfucker, you just like a pimp in 2005. Well, you don't leave me the fuck alone. Dr. Umar said.
So the ancestors.
Says who? We do the same shit they do every month. Like, we do the same thing they do, like, every other month. So, why is it a big deal that we have a whole month dedicated to black people when us black people celebrate the same thing that other, you know, counterparts celebrate?
You mean like 4th of July?
Yeah, all of it.
Cinco de Mayo.
All of it. And all of it. All of it.
I go get tacos that day.
Yeah,
don't
you? They have all.
Yeah.
So, why just...
Like I said, I guess my thing is you make yourself a minority or you minimize your existence by doing shit like that. If that makes sense.
Explain.
Okay, we just want 1 month out of the year to be recognized. You have now made yourself a minority.
Mm-hmm. Just like how Mexicans... Well, Mexicans don't even celebrate...
You know what I mean? Versus, shut the fuck up, celebrate black excellence, you know, talk about your shit, do your research, study
so
your
when
history.
You say, when you say Black History Month, you mean like Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. Like
that's
when
they teach y'all. That's
what
they teach
us. That's what I'm saying. It's black history that they have taught. But when I think of black history... When I think of black history, I don't think about Rosa Parks and all that. I mean, we know about them.
Yeah.
Like, we can, you know, do
black
history.
Wall Street.
You know, yeah, stuff like
the
that.
The sit-in up in Greensboro and all that shit. What was that shit called? Greensboro. You know what I'm talking about, them six niggas that went
and
sat down.
Yeah, that did the little sit-down shit.
Yeah.
New Edition. And got beat the fuck up.
New Edition.
That's a piece of Bobby Brown.
He's
still
alive.
Oh, man.
This is shit
that happened. Yo, rest in peace, somebody.
Yeah, because next week he's going to end up dead. Like,
I feel like Bobby Brown should be dead by now. If Whitney and his daughter died by now, I feel like he should be dead by now.
Key, did you want to see?
If Michael Jackson dead, he was, as he should be.
Wow.
Key. Well, this nigga gets canceled. Is there anything, like, you got on your chest or you would like to discuss?
Say that shit.
I want to know what y'all think about 50-50 partnerships, relationships.
I didn't get that. Could you try again?
Because of Siri. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Siri tripping.
I just want to know what you guys think about 50-50 in a relationship, partnership, or what have you.
Are you talking about like fiscally or just overall?
Overall. How do you feel about... So we can take it a step further because you guys should be past the relationship stage.
I'm single as fuck. Well, the two oldest niggas single as fuck. So yeah. If
you guys age, you know, marriage could probably be the goal.
Is that your goal? Eventually?
Eventually. Not
can you see yourself married?
Yeah, right now you want to be promiscuous.
Not in my 20s. No, I'm not promiscuous.
You couldn't get that word out.
Yeah. But so can you imagine yourself married? Because I struggle finding seeing myself married.
I mean, based off the type of person that I am, yeah, I could.
It's like a dick and cooking every day. I feel you, baby.
Yep.
Go ahead. Yep. Yeah. I think every day, like, I see myself as a dad. I can see myself.
A girl dad.
Like Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, same shit. I got titties and a dick. Yeah. But, yeah, and now, like, I just can't imagine myself married. Like, I just can't picture myself in a wedding or even after the fact.
I
like,
don't even want a wedding.
Right? You just going to barbecue. You want a barbecue.
You barbecue. Why don't
I know how y'all going to give it up down there in Jackson. Yeah, y'all going to put the little hog onto the ground. Yeah. You know how they cook hogs out there?
Yeah.
They get the little forklift and drop the hog underneath the earth.
I don't care what y'all say. Y'all not fucking this is it. I'm not.
Electric slide playing right now.
I just thought that's a state song. But nah.
Y'all
fucked up out there.
Is Jackson the capital? What's the capital of Mississippi?
Jackson.
Yeah.
And there ain't no buildings. That's crazy.
I just feel like they're going to stop me in the airport and ask where I'm going with all these batteries.
They're going to stop you anyway. First of all, if you're healthy, they got to see what you got under there. And they check you out from here.
You put your weed under your titty.
Probably so. They're going to have to do an extra search on you.
Oh, okay.
Pull you to the side.
Okay.
You want that, huh?
Uh-huh.
What are we talking about?
You said something about 50-50.
Yeah, Gabby.
50-50.
He in a relationship.
Stay focused. 50-50 in a relationship. 50-50
in a marriage. Like, how do y'all feel about stay-at-home wives?
I wish the bitch would go to work. The fuck? Like,
okay, if I am financially able,
yeah,
I would not mind her staying at home.
Cause I know women who don't want they feel like we should provide everything.
It's a lot of women that want
even
to
when
work
they work,
though. Even when they're working,
I'm gonna take care of the bills, like the groceries and
no, they even
the
feel
cell
like,
phone bill and what else you need.
No, they really feel like they should just use their money on themselves,
whatever they want.
Yeah, but some men also feel that way. Some men feel like women should not, you know, have to pay a dollar within the household.
But if they do that, they better shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And suck dick and cook and clean my motherfucking house.
I knew it had to be a twist to this.
I'm just saying, like,
shutting the fuck up. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with shutting up. Sometimes you just have to listen.
I feel like if you're not, I feel like if you're not putting in nothing, like, you have no say-so.
But no, you can't be entitled to your own opinion.
What do you mean?
Like, I mean, it's a team thing. It's a we thing. So
if you want to make decisions in this house, you're going to have to start paying bills.
Oh, my. Is that how y'all be? I knew there had to be something to this. I was just waiting to hear, like, oh, bitch, you got to shut the fuck up if I'm paying all these bills.
Yeah. I don't agree with 50-50.
So when you say, like, you got to shut the fuck up, like, you know.
No, I'm saying if that's the case. Elaborate. If that's the case, I feel like the woman just need to be quiet. And let the show get ran how it's going to be ran by the man. I don't agree with 50-50, and here's why. Especially when it comes to, I feel like when it comes to, like, household shit, finances aside, then yes, shit should be 50-50. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I cook, you do the dishes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I do the laundry, you fold clothes. Just shit like that.
Yeah.
Financially, now, that's a little bit different.
She cut the grass, you weed it, right?
Yeah.
Push
my way.
But, I just feel like, you know, if it should be based on whomever the breadwinner is. So if the woman makes more than the man, so let's say the woman is making $100,000 a year. We're gonna get to that.
Oh, I gotta hear this.
Let's say the woman's making $100,000 a year and the man's making $40,000 a year. How do you expect it? I guess it wouldn't necessarily be fair for it to be 50-50 financially.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Not only that, like, he still should shut the fuck up. Let her cheat and do whatever she wants to do.
Yeah, 100%. Now he gotta shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I real talk, if my woman...
be like that.
If my woman make double what I make, I shut the fuck up. You got it, baby.
You still gonna cheat.
I'm gonna still cheat. But she need to shut the fuck up. I'll shut the fuck up,
though. I'd be pissed if my husband cheated without me.
Cheated without you.
Right, like, if so, you gonna cheat, then...
Bring her home.
Something. Let me see what's up. Like, I
you might have been the best person we ever brought up.
Yeah. If my husband cheated without me, so that's why I was like, I could see myself being married, but and I hope we have that relationship where like together. You don't have to cheat with me. Like, she'll think she coming to you know, boom, yeah. Wife pop up. Hey.
And you want a man that feels the same way.
So what if
you want, I mean, if you call, gets to that like, point, you bring him, you like, cool.
Boom! I brought this nigga home. I got this nigga.
I can see him getting 2-piece soon as he walked through the door. Like
me.
Yeah, like the fuck. But I get what you're saying. Have you ever been cheating on? Like me, like
you look like the cheater. Your eyebrows nice, so you look like the cheater.
Yeah, that shit's light skin, dude. That shit weird as fuck.
I ain't got them waxed.
Yeah.
So, you know, it'd be a little light up there.
Yeah, they were pink.
I don't do all that extra stuff, ladies.
Yeah.
Natural. But anyway.
So now, you been cheating on?
Yeah.
Have you been the cheater?
Yes.
That nigga said good. Builds character.
Yeah.
Getting cheated on.
From perspective. Yeah.
I mean.
You needed to be cheated on. It made you the woman who you are.
You're cheated.
Always
cheat.
Look, I'm just gonna be honest.
You see how me and her? You see why me and her get along so well?
Let's be honest. Like,
why
do y'all cheat?
I don't cheat.
As a whole, you mean why do men cheat? Right?
I don't know why men cheat because
y'all don't understand. Like, women cheat more than men do, and I'm just gonna.
We know that
exactly. We're smart. Like, we're not dumb. We don't get caught up. We don't. It don't be none of that. Like,
y'all don't get caught up because y'all know y'all get y'all ass killed. That's right. Yeah, that's really what it is.
I'm killing something. Yeah. Oh, so.
Now, I'm just saying, like, to be honest, I feel like y'all know not to get caught because
it's just an
domestic violence.
We're not messy. Happening. We're not lousy. We not.
Y'all messy as fuck.
Y'all somehow
we
find.
We don't leave shit around. We don't leave clues. You're not finding shit in our phone. None of that. None of that. So,
women try.
Yeah.
Black women especially.
Thank.
Fuck Beyonce.
So you know you're sorry, is what you're saying.
I mean, I can be. I can.
Tell them you
change, grow up.
I can act right when I want to, yeah, but I mean, I'm not.
She promised
no.
Could you drop your Snap Premium for our fans?
My Snap Premium. Yeah. I don't have a Snap Premium.
I can see you playing with your pussy on that.
Only
thing.
Hell no.
But now, like, you haven't even hit your stride yet. You still a baby.
Bro, when you turn 27,
it's going to be a problem.
What's going to be a problem?
Like, you.
That's when y'all, like.
But in a good way, though. Like,
you think you get action now. Wait till you turn about 27.
That's
when you hit your stride.
Dick's just going to be flying at your face.
the gym with the hot dog.
Wow.
Yeah.
If it's gonna be like that when I'm 27, then
what is it like now?
27, me tomorrow.
Man,
it's gonna be bigger dicks.
I'm
at
not
your
ready.
Face. You're not ready.
I'm not ready.
What, like, when do you feel like you'll be ready for like a serious relationship?
Could you see yourself not cheating?
Mm-hmm. Of course, yes.
I have a hard time.
I see myself not cheating.
Justin, you've never cheated.
I mean, cheating is cheating regardless of how you
look,
put it.
Let me address Justin. I only know single Justin, and we just discussed that I've known him for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't known Justin be in a relationship.
I be in relationships.
Yeah, he got like 8 exes in the span of them 10 years. You don't know when he was with him.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
But like the thing is, it don't last because it just it don't work out.
It's you.
Mm-hmm. It is me. It is.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. She it ain't like I'm not a bad nigga. It's just they don't.
You
guys don't
work together, so
yeah,
they're not the bitches for me.
You a horrible nigga,
and they not the bitches for me. I'm horrible.
You don't even know what type. Like you don't have every woman under the sun.
Yeah, fat ones, skinny ones, and black ones, white ones. You. Wow. It's
what's for you?
Yeah, puss, a lot of puss. Cause like, I don't know. Bro.
Some marriage ain't for everybody. It ain't. Monogamy ain't for everybody.
The white man created monogamy.
Whatever the case.
The white man was the one who brought us over here and taught us monogamy. When we was over there, a lot of polygamy.
Everything in the jungle, huh?
Yeah. Four black bitches just titties out with buckets of water on their head, just like. Riding for a nigga, and then
word to Harriet
Tubman. Word to Harriet Tubman.
You know they said she was thick.
Yeah, I know Harriet was thick, ugly than a motherfucker.
Put on the $20 bill with an ass on her.
Nigga, we gonna cut up.
But nah, like over there, like niggas had four wives. Like I said, titties out, buckets of water on their head, riding.
Why, right? Why? They're Muslim.
That, and plus, like I said, the white man went over there, got them, brought them over here, taught them their ways, and we thought it was the right thing to do, and it's not.
White men
cheat the most, and let that girl get ran by another nigga.
Cuckold.
Talking about a bull. Like, the freak shit they be on. But yeah.
They be out here paying black niggas to slay their wives.
I need it. Call me, please. I'll fuck your wife, white man. The fuck? Like,
in front of you.
Yeah, like, I can see him now. Yeah, get in there.
You gonna beat off on your back?
That's fine. How the fuck is why you like? Y'all be having me saying shit I shouldn't say up here, man. Yeah,
sounds like you really feel.
Man, like I said, the training was cute.
You've been going off. This your coming out of the closet year. 2020.
Right. Yeah. Sure. Your soulmate is a woman.
I almost called you a bitch up here. You know that? Just asking. I love women. Have you seen, Quentin Slim, right? Because you look like Slim. You look like Slim. I fuck with you. She kind of cute.
He said he called you Slim. Dang, she ain't light skinned, so Justin don't like you. Like, we're going to be honest. He don't like
dark skinned women. Oh, my God. I've dated dark skinned women, bro.
We see how long that lasted.
8 minutes. You ate them for six.
Yeah. So what?
I feel like light skinned guys aren't real.
He ain't never met me before. I ain't typical.
Now this. Yeah.
He never met me before.
Nah, like the dude we work with, yeah. He skateboard. Yeah, you got me there. You got me there. Yeah. I don't mean much shit.
Hurt you.
No, I mean they just. I've been friends with light skinned niggas before. Like I love dark men.
I just feel like y'all don't have no light skinned niggas in Jackson, Mississippi.
Yes, I feel like the sun.
Yeah.
The
sun's sleeping.
Yeah.
Y'all
got like
the Creole.
MJ's the lions out there and shit. I mean, like Jackson,
to be honest, all my ex boyfriends was dark. I mean, light skinned except for one. I've only dated one dark skinned guy.
Word.
So I know.
That's the only one you ended on good terms with, ain't it?
No.
No.
I just be like Jackson, Mississippi, the closest to Africa we gonna get.
Baby Egypt.
When I think of Jackson, like I just feel like y'all got wild animals just walking around.
No, y'all got wild animals. Like, y'all got shit up here I've never seen back home.
Deer?
No, fucking bears and, like, all this.
Y'all got alligators, though.
They eat that. I bet you used to squirrel hunt.
Man, we did every fucking thing. We hunt all kind of shit. Like.
Like what?
Raccoons.
Yeah, y'all nasty.
Howl.
Y'all nasty and uncultured.
We just hunt for fun because we like shooting.
No, but y'all go skin them and eat them though. That's the problem.
No, we don't.
Y'all eat skunk down there.
No, I don't.
I just enjoy
shooting. So I don't care about they do with the meat. I just like being out there.
I feel like you're not a fish, too.
Yeah, we do all of it.
Yeah.
So cool. I have those survivor skills.
If you were still in Jackson, Mississippi, you'd be working in a factory. I'm sure y'all got a lot of factories.
I would. I'd probably be working in my field like I'm doing now.
Talk dirty to him.
What you do now?
I work for the city of Raleigh.
Doing what? Like you have yet to
She work underground with the water at.
Like the railroad.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Slave. I told y'all. I told y'all at the beginning of the episode we had a slave.
I work underground.
Oh, what?
My job is very confidential.
Oh. Lord Jesus, she be black.
We should just bring you on week by week to sit in for D Black.
They look alike.
Who's D Black?
He wanted the original members. He just deployed right now. Rest in peace.
I'm sorry. You can't do it.
No, I really gotta stop killing. Bruh. Yeah. Like, y'all don't drink.
Y'all backwash.
Yeah. Y'all drink.
Y'all make that liquor out of toilet water down there.
In the
y'all
sink.
What y'all call it? Creek liquor.
Yeah. Creek water.
You want some right there?
Nope. Nah.
What they call it? Stump water?
Whatever that creek, yeah. Creek water?
Either way, man. Fuck relationships. It ain't worth it.
Yeah, but getting in out of 50-50.
It's all for y'all. All this relationship for y'all. Y'all created this shit.
I don't think 50-50 is a real thing. I just feel like it's whatever works for your...
It's 80-20.
Case by case.
Yeah, it's whatever works for your relationship.
You're right.
Because it ain't no way. Like, somebody's going to make more than the other one. Somebody's going to do something better than the other one.
Wow.
So, if it's 80-20, it's still equal 100. If it's 50-50, it's still equal 100.
How about y'all do 100 and 100?
100 and 0. Let the nigga stay at home for one.
Let him stay at home.
Let the nigga stay at home.
How about both parties do more?
He can stay at home
more
on vacation.
How about, I feel like if both parties do more than what's expected, the relationship will work.
Relationships work better when there's no expectations, though.
Relationships.
Like, yeah, when IYU expect me to do something, it's harder for me to do it.
And then when it's not done, it's a deal breaker.
Right. But I can do stuff on my own. C-Spire. Yeah. Y'all make sure y'all get that wireless network.
I think it's only there.
You got to dial up first, though.
I don't have no damn dial up.
Y'all ain't got no towers out
here. We do have towers.
They on the boat. They on the boat.
Well, y'all are y'all running off Sprint
towers. Don't bring us down with you.
Is that a hockey jersey?
No.
It's a sweatshirt.
I don't know.
Who that on the front?
I don't know. It's just somebody.
Is that Rihanna?
That's Meg Thee Stallion.
She got a white man.
I just got it on.
That shit wasn't real.
I went out.
You got a shot.
No, I went out and I stayed at my friend's house. And she gave me these.
Straight out of Maxway.
T-I-T-I. City Trends?
Yeah.
It's fashion.
It's fashion.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
But now, Meg Thee Stallion. I like, what's the allure with Meg Thee Stallion?
Bruh, Miss Twerk Something was doing that 9 years ago.
Well, Miss Twerk Something can't rap.
She does rap.
No.
Neither one of them can rap, but she does rap.
And Meg put flavor on shit sometimes.
Yeah.
But hey, Gotti song Pose, she could have been left off of it, though.
She could have. Because I heard it without her own.
And it was better, right? Yeah, it was better,
and
right?
When I seen it, I was like, damn, I forgot she was on there.
Speaking of, you look like Luz.
Don't let him disrespect your sister.
That's what I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck you look like?
I don't know what's going on. I just got out here.
Daddy. Yeah, I just got out here. Now, look, Uzi was spitting on that motherfucker, though, but I don't believe
y'all
nothing he was
video?
Saying. They got a video for it. It's Meg in it.
They,
yeah.
I just don't understand why they still made music videos.
They got BET Jams. And then they put them on Apple Music.
You get you stream, you get bread, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, he mad. I call you a little Uzi.
Yeah.
They put the fee on it. But now, like, I don't, cause somebody got mad at me about Meg the other day, cause they was like, I don't like y'all. She, the bitch was like, she don't like the slander for like towards Meg Thee Stallion. And I was like, what's going on with Meg? And I was like, oh, she was with Jeezy last night. I was like, oh, I thought her pussy smell leaked on the internet. So I wanted to see what that would be like. She was like, don't do that.
Bro, like, why they be riding so hard for celebrities, though?
Yeah, like, because people hate when I talk about Beyonce.
Yeah, like, the halftime show.
Like, Jennifer Lopez's halftime show was better than Beyonce's. It kept my attention.
Shakira I was stole horny.
It's because they were shaking ass.
Yeah, Beyonce ain't shake ass.
Shakira stole the show. She was way better than J-Lo. Yeah.
I just feel like J-Lo at 50 did a great job.
Shakira 46, so she 50.
Either way, both of them hips can get it. Like, the fuck? Like, but yeah, like, I wish they would have left Bad Bunny and the other nigga at home, but yeah.
Polo G. what's his name?
The nigga that got a song with Drake, like, the Spanish
nigga. Yeah, Bulldog. Pitbull.
Same shit.
You call him Bulldog.
Yeah. Who's that nigga? Elephant Man? Yeah. What was it? Pony River? Like, yeah.
She said you were tip die away.
Nah, it's Lil Wayne. Yeah. Lil Wayne album went bad, man.
Lil Wayne? Did you say she looked like Lil Wayne now?
No, I'm just saying, look, like, I was up there and thought about Lil Wayne. But his album was all right now. It was good.
I heard it was trash.
Of course people think Lil Wayne album
like,
was trash.
It's probably like 35, 65.
My thing is with anything, it doesn't matter what it is. When you hit a ceiling, you have nowhere else to go but down. Yeah. Right? You peak out with anything. No, you have to go down. So what he's going to do, you know, in Wayne's style, like he's, you know, he's going to be on a small decline, and guess what he's going to do?
Bottom out.
Nah. He's going to shoot it back up on our ass.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think Wayne has the potential to go back up?
He's 46. Yeah.
So let's be real. Like, Jay-Z is probably the most consistent rapper ever.
Yeah, and he's doing.
No, he's not. He has 13 number one albums. So what?
Do people even talk about his music?
See, there we are. We're the millennials.
It's she, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like,
yeah.
It's because it's her age group. Like, no, not trying to be funny. Like, when Blueprint was released, you were like 6 years old, so you probably didn't listen to it. That's what I'm saying. The Blueprint was here, 444 was here, but it was still a great album. You know what I'm saying? So it was still a decline, but.
Yeah.
So what?
You said the old man gang.
They
like, what you be listening to?
Masterpiece.
Lil Yachty.
Regardless of how long Jay-Z been out, I've never
been a
fan of him.
Yeah,
people, like I listen to people around his era.
People below South Carolina will never listen to Jay-Z.
Right.
They all hate Jay-Z.
It's like they
like
never
listen
had
to
T.I.
before I listen to Jay-Z.
Just because he a Midwest nigga.
But I love Kanye, though. But I still think Jay-Z's the best rapper ever. Ever.
It depends on what you like.
You think it's Drake and his name.
Straight out of the show.
And then Roddy Ricch. Didn't you say he was number
two? You like Roddy Rich?
He's straight.
You got him fatty rich.
I see the blue flag over here too. Both of y'all.
I don't see no blue flag over here.
Maybe your Nikes over there.
Mm-hmm. I've been told you to give me my hoodie, bro, so I can rock them shits, bro.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All crip shit.
Yeah. We got a production hold up.
A brand jam.
We on back order.
I mean, fuck Beyonce.
Super Bowl
was good, though.
Super Bowl.
I enjoyed the game. I enjoyed the first three quarters.
It was good.
The 49ers got stupid.
Kyle Shanahan.
I don't blame Kyle Shanahan. I single-handedly blame Jimmy G.
Hey, look.
You do? Yes.
Don't put the ball in his hands.
What y'all want, Kyle Shanahan to go out there and throw the fucking ball himself?
No, I want him to keep running the ball.
I'm up 10 with 5 minutes to go. I'm going to run the ball.
Right. Okay, let's talk about when they were down.
After the fact?
Yeah, when you got to change
now
the game.
Now he has to throw.
Now he has to throw.
Exactly. Should have never
gotten
that
point. That's what I'm saying.
It's a game of football, bro. Shit's going to happen.
It is. But
you got to adjust like when shit happens.
He never ran the ball again.
And the problem is, Jimmy G Garoppolo never properly executed when he needed to.
He had one throw that I will give. Blaming him for, and when he missed that bomb for a touchdown
to Emmanuel,
that's it. Everything else, they should have been running the ball.
Yeah,
you averaging 8 yards a carry, and you stop running the ball.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't like they weren't moving the ball. Run the ball, chew some clock. You don't give Pat Mahomes the
fucking ball
anytime.
Andy Reid had too much to lose.
He did. Bro.
Andy Reid's one of the best offensive minds we've ever seen.
He is. Anyway. He finally got it done.
And he won't go lose this game.
It was there.
Like I was texting niggas asking them if they wanted to bet when San Fran was up. I was still ready to put money on the Chiefs. Yeah. Niggas knew not to take the bet.
Yeah, because it's not because of Andy Reid, it's Pat Mahomes. And the fact that San Francisco really don't have nobody to match up with the Chiefs. Let's be real. Their defensive line was crazy. But who's going to guard Tyreek Hill? Who's going to guard Sammy Watkins? Sammy Watkins disrespected Richard Sherman.
Yeah, Richard Sherman Sammy was out Watkins. There getting... Richard Sherman got torched the whole fourth quarter.
He's 6'4 and not that fast. Like,
he's never been fast. Yeah. And he's old now.
He has good football IQ.
He does. He does. Yeah. But And like I said, even that play where Sammy Watkins burnt him, like, it was, like, what he did was smart. Like, it's just, because, like, he was too slow to recover.
Too slow to recover.
But, yeah, I mean, it was a great game. Halftime show was great.
Yeah, I don't mind that the Chiefs won.
Did you go to your Super Bowl party?
No, I didn't make it. I don't know.
You went to sleep?
I feel like you lying. I don't know. I just met you tonight. You work two jobs, so I understand. Right,
so you work at, huh? What? So you do the job you work at with Justin, you're part time there? Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you do for the city of Raleigh? If you're a school bus job, you can
see. I can't even see how I'm fucking staring with
you. Saying, damn. Own what you do.
I do, but.
It ain't for everybody.
You're a probation officer.
No. You I can see you being one, yeah.
You on probation.
Nice. I mean, I wanted to be a probation officer.
What'd you go to school for?
Criminal justice.
Yeah.
Shit, informant.
Correctional officer.
No, I'm not a correctional
officer. Nah, she wouldn't be able to have no part time.
Yeah, I'm about to say. They paid him $26,000 a year and worked him the most time ever. Like,
it's got to be correctional officer and enterprise. The two worst paying jobs ever.
Enterprise, they give you $40,000, but it's
you
just
work
like,
72 hours a week.
Right, yeah.
You do.
You work 70 hours a week
and
6 days.
And say what?
And I'm saying they don't get paid shit.
And they the dumbest motherfuckers ever, too. That's who they hired. Like, have you ever go get a rental car from Enterprise?
Hey, they wouldn't hire
dumbest niggas. They wouldn't hire me either.
I had a bad driver.
My thought about it wouldn't hire me.
Makes sense. Yeah, Geico ain't hired me for the same reason.
Geico's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, just getting in.
Bro, that joint in Virginia, you work in Virginia Beach?
No. I trained in Virginia Beach for 2 months.
That facility?
Oh, it's crazy. It's a college campus.
What do you do?
I work for the city of Raleigh.
Okay. And what about you?
I work in the city of Raleigh.
Yeah.
And you?
Sound dope.
Okay.
No, but, bro, that Geico campus in Virginia Beach is nuts.
He said it with a lot of thoughts in there.
That, too. It's nuts.
Bro, it was like an indoor... It's like an indoor Viking Fest every day.
Yeah,
bro, they got the gym in there.
Damn, you ate all my motherfucking cookies.
It was a continuous fashion show.
That show was crazy.
It was a fashion show, bro.
That was the interview was great.
Like motherfuckers were coming in. Like motherfuckers go to work every day in their best dress. Mm-hmm. Like then you had us that was coming into office out of the goddamn salvage yard, coming in covered in grease.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That joint crazy.
It was tough.
A couple people from Liz I seen work there.
Yeah. Well, definitely some good opportunities out there.
Shell crap, man. You seen Snowfall, you seen Power. We're gonna open a laundry bag and launder money through it. What's up?
We already doing.
Figured it out. You look like you got the coronavirus.
You look like you invented the coronavirus.
He like he ate two turkeys when he got here.
I don't even love the coronavirus.
Oh no, I just
he defending his guest.
Yeah, hey.
That's my dog for real.
Why did they come out blue and say that?
Cause what is up with this coronavirus?
It ain't real.
It is real.
Like four people done died off
they
of it.
Made
right?
it. Yeah. Just like they made
There's
it.
Like eight cases, eight known cases in the U.S. The last one was in like Boston or some shit.
And it's 2020. Right? Y'all should have known some type of plague was coming. Like it happened in 1720, 1820, 1920. Like it always some massive.
Don't quote me on this, but I think there's like 20, might be like 20,000 worldwide cases of the coronavirus, but only like 500 like deaths. I mean, I think they got it under control.
They don't wash their hands.
And they cough with they and don't cover their mouth.
Right? Yeah, so from my understanding,
it's population control. Mm-hmm.
It's another way to control the population.
From my understanding, though, like the shit is like you a nigga with a common cold, a little cough, a little sniffle. That's the nigga that got it. Not for real. They say that's what it is, but it has like an adverse effect on your respiratory system that's life threatening. But you don't know it. You don't know you're dying
until it's, you dead.
Yeah, until you dead. Like you wake up dead and be like, "Oh fuck, I'm dead."
Still right here getting all these shots.
Yeah.
So you don't believe in vaccination?
No.
You had a TB shot. And
didn't go to college. You had to get it. You had to get that.
I didn't have to get shots to get in college.
See, and that's why in Mississippi we know.
Yeah. HIV.
I mean, because people get sick.
And that's not real.
People get sick off vaccination.
That's exactly how they work. They inject you with the
flu. Don't so ever don't, take the flu shot. Nobody ever take the flu shot.
Ever.
Because they tell you.
Yeah, but,
I've known more people to get sick.
That's what I'm saying. Prior to last year, I didn't take the flu shot for like 5 years. And last year was the first year I caught the flu.
And you took it.
Yeah. But the problem is when I just went to the doctor for a regular checkup and the nigga literally looked at me like, "Bro, you will die if you don't take the shots." I was like, "All right, fuck it.
You'll die if you take it.
Shoot me up." Go ahead.
I think that's why.
Mix a little heroin in it.
You talking to?
I wanted some. I just don't know what it feels like.
I don't want to know.
Like, I don't like coke or cocaine, none of that shit. I just like how it smells. That's
just stupid ass.
That's
like one of the oldest jokes ever.
It hits
still to this day.
Yeah.
Richard Pryor, the genius.
Rest in peace.
No. It would be the one to just open bags in the microphone.
It's like she's sniffing glue.
Yeah, what you about, Splitterella?
Y'all use Rellos? Nah, you.
Nah, no, no, no. I use Rellos.
Alright.
Yeah.
You use, Swisher Sweet.
2.99 cents can't be.
That's it.
Don't ever buy Rellos from Food Line. Chances are they're stale.
The only thing you buy from Food Line is game. Whatever, the little game.
And joint. Meat.
Yeah.
Nobody buys meat, they steal it.
Shopping cart.
I lost.
The baby had a shopping cart in his last video.
Bro, I had
his house.
I saw it.
You lost
$4,000.
I was at work, so I couldn't hear it. I was just watching the video.
Oh, the shit!
You lost $4,000.
The store did.
You probably embezzled.
What do you work?
No, $4,000 in meat.
In a month?
In a month.
$4,000 in meat in a month, bro. They $5 a pack. So like, what the fuck is y'all doing?
I got hit.
It's a.
So you,
bro, I just lost 60. I lost 60 pounds. Who, me?
He got a hard head.
Look like you drive a forklift. Like you just sit on there, forklift all day and just talk shit, eat, you know.
He eat lunch twice. Now tell him where you work at.
No.
I work for Sprint. Sorry ass bitches.
Yeah. Shout out to Sprint.
Yeah. You can tell me out there.
Okay, whatever.
Oh man.
Fuck, it's Tuesday. Niggas gotta work tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to 12:30.
Must be nice.
Must be nice.
Now, did you know I get after 5:30? I just be sitting there doing that for 4 hours.
Free money.
That's the most boring shit ever. I just sit there and watch DirecTV.
Easy money.
I'd rather do it at home.
Yeah.
Offer me the chance to go.
I'll be home. I'll be wanting to jack off.
You used to do it at the other
time. You go in the bathroom.
Nobody's telling people I'm
ready. Yeah, like, you did it on like every episode.
I did jack off in the bathroom at Verizon, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was Verizon, though.
Don't do that, because I use your bathroom sometimes.
I didn't use that bathroom. Don't use that bathroom.
Makes sense.
You ever...
Yeah, I can see you now.
Not even...
You know when you lean against the wall? That'll lean you... You know what I'm talking about?
I don't fucking know.
Well, it's just been a tough day. You know what I'm talking about? When it's been a tough day, you just you go in there. You hit the little one elbow lean and just piss. I can see that.
That's what you have to do, so you won't piss on the floor.
Piss on myself, really. But that's a conversation for another night, right?
My granddaddy taught me that lean. Boy, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
My arms ain't long enough to do it now, but I just piss on the back of the seat.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Y'all funny.
Yeah.
Y'all are really funny. But I do want to thank you,
Miss Key.
Yeah.
Miss Fabulous Key.
The Fabulous Key. Quit playing with me.
Fable.
Y'all gonna stop playing with me.
Yeah.
Y'all can follow me on Instagram though.
You shout it out.
Fabulous Key.
YNW Melly.
Yeah, but... Fuck you,
no. Nah, we really do appreciate you. We struggle to get women up here.
Yeah, they
afraid
don't...
to come up here, but
like we gonna bash them. You gonna get bashed though.
Yeah.
Wasn't that bad?
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad, right?
It wasn't that bad. Hey, but Chizzy, do me a favor.
We not doing this again this
Why
week.
Why not?
Damn.
All right. My bad. Just cut me off.
Hey, fuck Beyonce.
It's nah, fuck that. It's Black History Month. It's Black History Month. Key, give us some knowledge that we don't know.
You from Mississippi. Y'all got all types of knowledge. Yeah. I'm not even being funny, though.
All types of knowledge. Okay.
Y'all got all types of history down there.
Teach me something I don't know.
Did you know Oprah Winfrey was from Mississippi?
Yeah, because her name is
history.
Oprah.
What? How come that's not black?
We don't even care about
y'all. Y'all seen Monique cuss out Oprah today?
I did not.
Yeah, go look it up. But Monique wrote an open letter to Oprah on Instagram.
Golly.
Sorriest shit I ever seen. Like,
Chad, how you find the time to write Oprah?
You wrote him?
Yeah, that's the same bitch.
They lying. You did not write
over. Nah, he looked just like Monique. The Parker's Monique.
After.
Yeah. Okay. You see it now.
Mm-hmm.
I will shoot all four of us live on air. Like,
you a fucking nuts.
You first.
And then we'll end the episode.
Yeah. MJ did. But you ain't got no real knowledge for it.
MJ, Justin. What's your name?
Charles.
And Charles. Y'all hear that? That happened to me.
Yeah.
Just know. Just
this Chizzy Charles coming in.
He has a big grill, big mouth, big. He got broad shoulders. I think he's a Q.
Chizzy Charles coming in to you live.
He's shaped like a Q.
Good night.
The letter.